This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. Mark McShane, he is the CEO of the Mount Gambier City Council. He joins me on the line. Mark, good morning.
How are you?
Mate, I am fantastic. We get to talk about the Mayor's Christmas Appeal. It's just been launched.
Indeed, and this is obviously an annual occurrence, and we'd like to think our community is a pretty great community, and it is, but there are some people in our community who do struggle, and the Mayor's Christmas Appeal is specifically focused on those for whom maybe don't have everything that we might expect or desire at Christmas time. So the Mayor's Christmas Appeal was launched recently, and we're of course looking for people to provide some donations into that, so that we're able to support as a community these others in our community who perhaps aren't tracking as well as others. So strongly would really wish for you and your listeners to get behind this. Last year, we raised a significant amount of money to support adults, teenagers, and some 500 kids within families across our city, supporting about 440 families. So it is a great, great appeal to support. And when we sit down for our Christmas cheers and celebrations and food, hopefully you'll have a recollection that, yes, we've also provided a small amount of money from our family to support other families in Mount Gambier.
Mate, one of the best things about it is the fact that the money that's raised here stays here and goes to help local people.
It does indeed, and all of it goes into direct support for those families through agencies within Mount Gambier. So council doesn't distribute it itself. It goes to a whole bunch of support agencies who provide immediate and direct support into our community.
Mm. Now, Mark, it's not very often that you guys get great news, especially when it's from people like me, but the Fringe this year was just amazing.
Yep, the feedback was really great from the community, and also, importantly, for a number of businesses that were involved in that. And look, my thanks goes out to all of those people, excuse me, including the groups within our community who were organising this, along with council, and the businesses that were actively involved in doing things like street food and beverages and all sorts of great activities over that weekend. So we are planning to do it all again, just for you.
That's what I like to hear. Is it going to be as big as it was last year? Are we looking at making it bigger and better?
We would hopefully, like all these things, would like to make it bigger and better. But, of course, some of that depends on our organisation and also funding coming in from the state government. So we intend to make it bigger and better, if we possibly can. The council has provided funding, and we're also seeking funding from the state government to ensure that the Fringe isn't just Adelaide-centric, that that the regions also benefit from this and have a great time in March with the performances and celebrations. And as you've already highlighted, this year was fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, mate, elections are coming up for council. What
indeed
happens?
Yes, indeed. Elections are coming up, and they're rapidly approaching. At the start of this year, we thought they were miles away. Now they are just around the corner. So elections will happen, all councils in South Australia. That's about 68 councils will go to elections in November this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it is postal voting, so those people on the electoral roll will receive something in the mail from the Electoral Commission who run the election for all councils in South Australia. And there will be obviously a voting paper in that, and the electors will be able to select their preferred persons to be mayor and also for councillors. So that will all happen from about mid-October, and with the voting closing on the 9th of November. So in the next little while, council enters what we call a caretaker period, which is a time when we don't quite shut council down at all, but some decisions of council can't be made during that period in the lead-up to the election. And I'm sure there'll be lots of information floating around in all sorts of media and elsewhere about candidates and what they are going to be doing for our city.
Mark, is it compulsory for us to vote?
No, it's not compulsory. So it's up to the individual to vote. It's a bit interesting, of course. State and federal are compulsory. Local government is not. We normally get around about 40% of electors voting. So I would encourage you to be part of it, to cast your vote. People sometimes complain about things, about politics, but here's your chance. To have a vote and to nominate who you would like to see as mayor and councillors for the next 4 years.
And people can still nominate to get onto council, can't they?
Indeed, they can. Nominations open on the 4th of September, which is, I think, next week, from memory.
Absolutely.
Are open for 2 weeks until the 18th. I'm just looking at my calendar here just to double check. Yes, 4th to the 18th. And yes, you can certainly nominate. And there's been an information session was run last week by the LGA for people who are interested. And if there is somebody out there who is interested but would like some further information, feel free to call council and we'll provide you with some information. There's also a host of information on the Local Government Association website.
Mark, it has been fascinating as always to chat this morning. Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat to us.
No problems. And you enjoy the daffodils and the spring weather that should be here by the weekend.
Maybe, hopefully.
All right, cheers.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.
Mark McShane talking to us this morning on 963 Triple M. If you'd like to know all the details on the elections, of course, how you can nominate, when you need to nominate by and all that sort of stuff, you can find out simply by jumping online to triplem.com.au. All the details are on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.